What would you call a fence or wall made out of stone or rock?
You know, we never did have none of that here now. I used to go out here in Texas with a cousin of mine, deer hunting, and I've seen a lot of rock fence out there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it.
Where in Texas did you go deer hunting?
At the Panhandle.
Oh, that's way out there.
Yeah, I know. Brady, Texas.
Uh-huh. What kinds of fences do people have around their property nowadays?
They ain't none of them got anything except a little wire fence here and there.
What kind of wire fence?
Well, they use a net wire as a general thing, and the most of them gets a net wire that's about 36 inches high,
mm-hmm.
and they stretch it out good and tight and nail it to the post that they put in the ground and put a couple of barbed wire on it,
mm-hmm.
and that makes a good fence.
First of all, you have to dig holes to put the
post in.
Uh-huh.
Or either, we quit digging holes for to put post in a long time ago. And you can take a good 16-pound sledge, somebody's got a good arm on him, and get him on a, build you a box thing to stand on, and drive and sharpen the end of them off a little bit. And when it's wet weather like this, you can put your post down just in a little while.
Just drive each?
Drive it down, yeah. Just take and drive that straight down the ground.
Uh-huh. And you take the wire and nail it to each?
Every post on there, and where you're going to stretch to, you put an extra post and brace them posts with a bigger post down yonder, and then you'd hang on to that, stretch that wire good and tight, and nail it there, and then nail the other post to it, and have that one braced so it couldn't mm-hmm. move.
What kinds of animals do you have still? Do you have any animals now?
I don't have any at all. There's a few around the community. Now this boy that lives across the road right here from me, he's got a couple of little horses over there. Ain't got a bit of use in the world for him riding little once in a while. Don't mean a thing, never works them, never plows them or anything. There's a few boys around here and yonder got a mule that they uh-huh. plow their garden with, or a horse. Have for the little old patches, you know.
Uh-huh.
And mighty handy for to have that away.
Did you used to ride much?
Oh, yes. I used to have lots of cattle and hogs back here in these swamps, and some good horses as ever you got on. And good dogs to bay hogs with. When you hear him bark, you know what he had. He's baying a bunch of hogs. You see, we marked the ears of them hogs.
Uh-huh.
Where you could, when there's little pigs, they'd drive them and put them in the pen, mark the ears, and everybody knows everybody's mark that uh-huh. they had cut on them ears. And you get back then with your dog and your horse, find them, drive them.
When the hogs are about half grown, what do you call them?
Well, most of that's called shoats.
Uh-huh. What size is a shoat?
Well, you take, shoats can be, they all together are different size. It's all different kind, the different kind of stock that you've got, you know. Now, some of the hogs, it would still be a shoat, would dress 100 pounds, they might mm-hmm. say. But what we got shoats here just after they're weaned pigs.
Mm-hmm.
These scrub hogs that they have, like in the woods.
Mm-hmm. What do they call the hogs that grow up wild?
They're wild hogs. It's wild hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the skinny ones with the long nose, long snout?
A lot of these fellas call them piney wood rooters.
Are they good to eat?
Yeah. You take them fat, they're just as fine as you ever seen.
What do you call the female hog?
The sows.
What if she's never had pigs and she's a...
It's a good meat hog, then.
What do you call her? Is she a sow? Or?
Well, no. But she just, lots of them, they kill them as them gilts before they bring in the pigs, you know.
Mm-hmm. What about the male? He's called a...
That's the bull of the woods, as they'll say it is. Yeah, that's them boars you have. If you've got a good bred boar,